Good morning, Adam Pengilly from Sydney Morning Herald and Sky Racing. ATC has opened up on the process to find Everest runner. Now, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it started, Jimmy. They put out their a call for an expression of interest yesterday. So they'll ramp up their search for a runner for the Everest in the coming weeks and months. I think they would really like to explore the international overseas option this year. I think we spoke about on the program yesterday that we haven't sort of had too many internationally trained runners for the race in the first couple of years. There's going to be a lot of Everest news sort of out and about in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I think the ATC would love to try and expand the reach of this race and try and promote it into different markets across different parts of the globe. So we'll wait and see how that process plays out. They've been pretty shrewd, it must be said, the ATC in the first 2 years. They picked up Brave Smashing the first year, and there's a little bit of criticism about that choice, and he ended up running third. And then last year, they tried to lock in the Godolphin run. If you remember correctly, they had all those issues with the Godolphin horses. They eventually settled on Osborne Bulls about a week out from the race, and he ran third. So if they can repeat that again, they'll be pretty happy, I'd imagine.
What's happening with the Caulfield Cup, mate, and the future plans of that race?
Yeah, so the Melbourne Racing Club, Laurie, got a pretty big announcement later today about the future of the Caulfield race course and about how it's going to sort of play out in the next 5 to 10 years. Now, we know there was an announcement, I think it was last year, that training at Caulfield was going to slowly but surely cease and be wound up within the next 5 years. But they've got some other plans for the track that they want to try and unveil today, and they can potentially include having an inner or a second track at Caulfield there and also working on night racing. The big question mark down there in Melbourne is what the future of Sandown is going to be. There's been all sorts of conjecture for many, many years now about what the Melbourne Racing Club will do with Sandown. Obviously, it's a very, very valuable asset. Where they continue racing down there or not, I'm not too sure. There's sort of been news about rezoning applications being put into local councils and everything like that. I'd be ashamed to see the track go, but that's going to be sort of part of the announcement a little bit later today.
How's Hoodson's preparations going for Royal Ascot, mate?
Yeah, it seems pretty good, Jimmy. Toby Evans made a bit of a hit-and-run mission over to the UK there in the last few days to watch her gallop over there at Royal Ascot. So I think his son Trent's been doing the majority of the work over there with her as she prepares for that Royal Ascot Carnival. But Toby went over and had a bit of a look at her gallop at Royal Ascot and get a bit of a feel for the course before the King's Stand. He's taken a very different approach, Toby, hasn't he, this year, by sending her over there so early. He's virtually just forfeited the whole Sydney and Melbourne Autumn Carnivals to try and get her ready for this international campaign. She's been over there for the best part of 2 months already and still another month to go before Royal Ascot. But she's probably the main horse flying the flag for Australia over there when it gets to the Royal Ascot Carnival next month.
What do you like at Canterbury today, mate?
My best bet, Laurie, is race 5, number 2, Metamorphic. I think this is a preparation. He puts it all together now. He's been a bit of a disappointing horse, it must be said, but I've liked his recent trial. I think he's ready to go first up. And my best value, probably more on a place basis, is race 1, number 8, Merino, in the 2-year-old opener. He's quite more like the trials. I thought his first up runner on debut, he was just okay. If he can just step really clean, I think he'd be in the finish there at around the $15. So the best bet is race 5, number 2, Metamorphic, and the best value, race 1, number 8, Merino.
Listeners loving that. Good on you, Adam. Appreciate that, mate. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.